Text number 13. Idam hi yogeshwara yoga nepunam. Idam hi yogeshwara yoga nepunam. Hiranyagarbho Bhagavan Jagadyat. Hiranyagarbho Bhagavan Jagadyat. Yadantakale Tvayi Nirgune Mano. Yadantakale Tvayi Nirgune Mano. Bhaktyadadhitojjita Dushkalevaraha. Bhaktyadadhitojjita Dushkalevaraha. Idam hi yogeshwara yoga naipunam. Hiranyagarbho Bhagavan Jagadyat. Yadantakale Tvayi Nirgune Mano. Bhaktyadadhitojjita Dushkalevaraha. Idam hi yogeshwara yoga naipunam. Hiranyagarbho Bhagavan Jagadyat. Yadantakale Tvayi Nirgune Mano. Bhaktyadadhitojjita Dushkalevaram. Someone would like to repeat? Idam hi yogeshwara yoga naipunam. Hiranyagarbho Bhagavan Jagadyat. Yadantakale Tvayi Nirgune Mano. Bhaktyadadhitojjita Dushkalevaraha. Idam hi yogeshwara yoga naipunam. Hiranyagarbho Bhagavan Jagadyat. Yadantakale Tvayi Nirgune Mano. Bhaktyadadhitojjita Dushkalevaraha. Ladies, mothers. Idam hi yogeshwara yoga naipunam. Hiranyagarbho Bhagavan Jagadyat. Yadantakale Tvayi Nirgune Mano. Yadadhitojjita Dushkalevaraha. Idam hi yogeshwara yoga naipunam. Hiranyagarbho Bhagavan Jagadyat. Yadantakale Tvayi Nirgune Mano. Bhaktyadadhitojjita Dushkalevaraha. భక్త్యాదధీతోచిత దుష్కలేవరః. వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. ఇదం దిస్ హీ సర్టన్లీ యోగ ఈశ్వర. ఓ మై లార్డ్ మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ మిస్టిక్ పవర్ యోగ నైపుణం ద ఎక్స్పర్ట్ ప్రోసెస్ ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జిక్యూటింగ్ యోగిక్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ హిరణ్యగర్భ లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ భగవాన్ ద మోస్ట్ పవర్ఫుల్ జగాద్ స్పోక్ యత్ విచ్ అంతకాలే at the time of death twai in you nirgune the transcendence manah the mind bhaktya with a devotional attitude dadhita one should place ujjita duskalevarah having given up his identification with the material body. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaicharna Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. O my Lord, master of all mystic yoga, this is the explanation of the yogic process spoken of by Lord Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, who is self-realized. At the time of death, all yogis give up the material body with full detachment simply by placing their minds at your lotus feet. That is the perfection of yoga. Purport. Srila Madhvacharya says, Yasya samyak bhagavati jnanam bhaktis tathayvacha nischintas tasya mokshasyat sarva papa krutopitu. For one who very seriously practices devotional service during his lifetime in order to understand the constitutional position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, liberation from this material world is guaranteed. Even if he has previously been addicted to sinful habits. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Api chet suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadureva samantavya samyag vyavasito hi saha. Even if one commits the most abominable actions, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated. Bhagavad Gita 9.30. The only purpose of life is to be fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and his form, pastimes, activities and qualities. If one is able to think of Krishna in this way 24 hours a day, he is already liberated. Swarupena vyavasthitahi. Whereas materialists are absorbed in material thoughts and activities, devotees, on the contrary, are always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and Krishna's activities. Therefore, they are already on the platform of liberation. One has to think of Krishna with full absorption at the time of death. Then he will certainly return home back to Godhead without a doubt. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగన రఘునాథాన్వితం త్వం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగన లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితంశ్చ. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరతుషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శివాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. ఓ మై లార్డ్ మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ మిస్టిక్ యోగా, దిస్ ఇస్ ద ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద యోగిక్ ప్రోసెస్ స్పోకన్ ఆఫ్ బై లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ హిరణ్య గర్భ, హూ ఈజ్ సెల్ఫ్ రియలైజ్డ్ అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ డెత్. ఆల్ యోగీస్ గివ్ అప్ ద మటీరియల్ బాడీ విత్ ఫుల్ డిటాచ్మెంట్ simply by placing their minds at your lotus feet. That is the perfection of yoga. And Srila Prabhupada begins this beautiful purport by quoting two beautiful verses, one from Srimadvacharya and one is from Bhagavad Gita, explaining how even if one has committed most abominable sinful activities, but he is engaged, seriously engaged in the practices of devotional service, then he is to be considered as a liberated person. Everyone, the fact that everyone is in the material world, they are in one way or another sinful. They have committed abominable activities. We can remember of this lifetime what we have done till now. We don't know what we have done in our previous lives. What kind of nonsense and abominable activities we must have performed. But It's the mercy of great acharyas like Srila Prabhupada, because of which we have found this most precious jewel of devotional service. It has come to us in such a sweet and wonderful way that hardly we can deny to accept it. That's the beauty of Acharya. Acharya, he takes the essence of the scriptures and presents it, serves us in such a beautiful way that we cannot say that, okay, I don't want this. We always will be looking forward, oh, I want it, please give. So that is expertise, daksha, nature of Acharya, that he is expert in presenting the process of devotional service to the rebellious and envious living entities of this material world, which every one of us are there in this world. So surely we have envy and rebellious nature. That's why we are here in this world. But the devotional service is so powerful, so enchanting, that just like a firefly, when sees a fire, helplessly gets attracted. Similarly, a living entity is naturally attracted towards Krishna, towards the process of devotional service, because it's intrinsic nature. Jivera Swarupaya Krishnera Nitya Das. That's the eternal position of every living entity. So it is very natural, in one sense very comfortable, for the living entity to get attracted to Krishna. And we hear of wonderful qualities of Lord Krishna in the scriptures, his pastimes, his form, how he deals with his devotees, how he has such wonderful loving relations with his devotees, how he reciprocates, how he protects. So many pastimes are there, so many wonderful incarnations the Lord takes to come and reveal his beautiful pastimes to attract our heart, our mind to his lotus feet. So it is very difficult to say no. Still, there are hundreds and millions of living entities who say no to the process of devotional service. So a devotee naturally feels pain in his heart that why they are not accepting. And he thinks of ways and means how we can attract them. Jai Shri Krishna Balaram Radha Shyam Sundar Shri Gaur Nitai Srila Prabhupada Ki. So that is out of love for Krishna and all entities, living entities, which are part and parcel of Krishna, devotees are always thinking of ways and means how to reach to a conditioned soul and present Krishna or present the process of Krishna consciousness in such a way that his heart will be attracted. And that's a service which Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita is very pleasing to his heart. Krishna becomes very much obliged to such a devotee who tries to reach to every individual soul and try to give Krishna to them in one way or other, somehow or other. And that's why it is the responsibility of devotee to behave very properly, to conduct himself very nicely, so that others will be attracted to the process of devotional service. But if devotees don't behave properly, don't conduct themselves properly, then it's very difficult that we can attract the faith of suffering living entities who have suffered not only on a physical level, but who have suffered on the level of faith, who have suffered on the level of trust, who have suffered on the level of getting love in this world. Because every living entity has an intrinsic nature in this material world to exploit, try to enjoy, separate from Krishna. So naturally, even if there are hundreds and millions of living entities with different bodies, they try to exploit one another in order to enjoy themselves. A very beautiful instance came. One sannyasi was once asked, Maharaj, what is the difference between like and love? And the answer was very simple, but very amazing if you contemplate on it. He said, it's just like when you see a flower, when you like a flower, you pluck it. But when you love a flower, you water it daily. Total difference of how we see that flower, the consciousness. I like the flower, immediately I pluck it. So the flower, the life of the flower is finished. Because it will remain for some time fresh, but after some time, it will dwindle. But if you love a flower, you'll naturally want to care for him. So that's the difference of the attitude in the material world we see. People like things, but hardly anyone loves. Very difficult to find personalities who love. Millions of living entities are there who like because they have attitude of exploiting things for themselves, enjoying things for themselves. So Srila Prabhupada has presented this Krishna consciousness to every one of us to learn the science of loving. In the material world, we are there. Prabhupada says we are there since time immemorial. We don't know, we don't remember when we came to this material world. And being in this material world, we have become experts in exploiting, in liking, in enjoying, to the extent that when we come to the process of Krishna consciousness, we start enjoying Krishna. To that extent, we practice our enjoying mentality. Previously, we were also enjoying Krishna, but it was like indirect. It's Krishna's material energy. This is my indirect energy or separated energy. So we were enjoying separated energy in the material world. But when we come to the process of Krishna consciousness, carrying the disease with us in our heart, and coming to the process of Krishna consciousness, we exhibit those symptoms of the disease are manifested. And we want to enjoy Krishna directly, the direct personal energy, the spiritual energy of Krishna. That's why Srila Prabhupada has founded this institution to give us training in the matter of service with love. He has instituted this ISKCON movement for that purpose, that we get trained slowly, slowly on a daily basis, activity per activity basis. We cannot call it as activity, it's service per service basis. Prabhupada is trying to teach us how we can inculcate this natural swabhava of the living entity to lovingly serve. So this is Srila Prabhupada's effort, and being a part of this movement, it's our individual responsibility to accept this training which Srila Prabhupada has instituted to cultivate this loving service attitude towards Krishna and towards Krishna's every part and parcel, especially devotees, and then every part and parcel to follow in the future. But at least devotees, we should have loving feelings and service attitude. People in this world want to be understood, but they don't care to understand others. they feel, oh, everyone, you know, devotees around me, they should understand me. But they hardly care that I should understand other devotees also. So that's the difficulty we have, carrying the material disease in our heart, coming to the beautiful process of spirituality, this Krishna consciousness. So we have to learn to understand others, then surely others will understand us. Because everyone has some sort of limitations. Being confined by this body, there are limitations of body, there are limitations of energy, resources, so many limitations we have in this material world when we are trying to practice the process of devotional service. So surely we have to understand each other and help each other, assist each other, love each other, in inspiring each other towards the goal of perfecting our life. So Krishna, time to time, he brings different situations in our life. There is a beautiful verse spoken by Lord Brahma himself in other place in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, Tatenukampa susamekshamano bhunjana evatmakritam vipakam. I'm forgetting the next one. Hitvatma patam grihaman. No, that is different verse. Sorry. Ridvag vapurbhir vidadham namaste jivetayo mukti padesadaya bhag. He says, tatte anukampa. When we consider mercy of the Lord, anukampa, mercy of the Lord, what mercy of the Lord? Tatte anukampa susamikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam. Atma kritam vipakam. Means, the situation which I am in is because of atmakrit, my own past sinful activities. I am in this particular situation. I am suffering. I have different tribulations and troubles which I am going through in my life. But even in this situation, when one in his mind is accepting that situation as anukampa, as mercy of the Lord, rid vak vapu bhir vidadham namaste, he thanks the Lord with his, you know, vacha, with his mind, with his heart, with his body. He offers obeisances that, thank you my dear Lord, you have put me in this situation, but let me continue to practice the process of devotional service. Even if you have put me in a very awkward or trying situation, let me not give up the process of devotional service. Let me continue to practice it. When we have such an attitude of the mind and consciousness, Krishna becomes very pleased. And what is, it says, sadaya bhag, mukti pade sadaya bhag. He, that is the right person who has a right for liberation. Means he is already liberated because he has such a mindset, he has such a consciousness that he is accepting every situation which he is put in his life as mercy of Krishna. It's very difficult. When very nice, wonderful things are happening in our life, we are very eager to come in front of the Lord, have darshan of the Lord and express, thank you my dear Lord, everything is so wonderful in my life. But if something goes wrong, we find it difficult to find a time to come in front of the Lord and have his darshan. Or sometimes when the troubles are too much, then maybe we may be coming in front of the Lord crying, my dear Lord, I am in a desperate situation, please help me. But that attitude is, okay, it's wonderful that we come in front of the Lord and express our sorrow, express our difficulty and seek for his help, benedictions. But to accept every situation as Krishna's immense love for us is very difficult. Good things are seen as love and chastisements are not seen as love in this world. And that's why Krishna, he doesn't put us in difficulties always. You know, time to time he gives us difficulties. Because Krishna wants to teach us many, many things through one incident. That this material world is not a good place. Please don't try to settle here. That is one message he wants to give. Another message he wants to give that, see, you are becoming slack. You are not surrendering to me. Please gear up, surrender to me. Because if you surrender, I become most pleased and happy. And I accept you as my own. Krishna has many, many things to teach us through different situations. But we have to learn it. We have to try to see it. And that's why Krishna has given us this beautiful scripture like Srimad Bhagavatam. Because it is full of all incidences which we may or which are similar to our life situations. And we can learn beautiful lessons and how we can continue to be determined and serious in our practices of devotional service. And sometimes Krishna puts his devotees in difficult situations just to glorify his devotees. This is another very beautiful aspect. Krishna, he likes to hear his glories, but more importantly, he likes to hear his devotee glorified. That's the sweet nature of Krishna, very loving nature of Krishna, that he wants to see that his devotee is glorified more than himself. Prabhupada one time he was saying that I was struggling so much in the beginning years to spread this movement, and now by Krishna's mercy everywhere centers are there, ISKCON centers are there, and in every place Srila Prabhupada is worshipped. Old Bengali man, one part of India, and now he is worshipped everywhere, always, throughout the world. Such a glorification of a devotee. Very difficult to see such a glorification of a devotee. Very rare to see such a glorification. We hear of Madhavendra Puri, we'll be hearing also very soon, 21st. Madhavendra Puri, Lord Krishna personally appeared in his dream and instructed him that, I'm feeling so hot because I was, hidden inside the bushes for such a long period of time. I'm feeling so hot, so please kindly bring chandan, camphor, I want to be anointed with. And he went. And he didn't have any facilities. He was walking and going all the way from Vrindavan to Odisha. Long distance. If you go by train, it takes 24 hours. And going by walk, so much austerity. And different provinces, different kingdoms, different rules and regulations. Very difficult. We cannot imagine how much difficulty he must have gone through at an advanced age to bring that chandan for Lord. So much difficulty. And by putting him in that service, what Lord achieved? Of course, there was one beautiful pastime of Kirchor Gopinath. So Lord got a name like Kirchor. He has stolen a sweet rice for his devotee. But more than, enjoying that, in one sense, enjoying that Kirchor Gopinath Padvi by the Lord, he is more happy to see that Madhavendra Puri is glorified. He is known, his devotion is glorified everywhere. That pleases the heart of Krishna more than hearing his own glorification. Of course, hearing his own, Lord, hearing the glorification, Lord is also pleased and he gives us mercy and offers his love in our heart. But The Lord is very much pleased and happy to see His devotees are glorified. And that's the reason why Lord performs so many wonderful pastimes or brings difficulties or trying situations in His devotees' life. Just to, you know, just like an iron rod, when it is kept in a fire, all the dirt goes away. Or Prabhupada gives another example for gold, when it is put in a fire, whatever dirt is there, that goes away and brilliantly it shines. Yellowish golden comes out. So these difficulties are for removing those dirts from our life, from our heart. Krishna gives the heat in the form of this material difficulties and troubles for devotees, just to remove the misgivings, anarthas, and making more pure and more wonderful and more offerable to the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is very wonderful aspect. And Prabhupada, in the purport, in the later part of the purport, he emphasizes on the purpose of life is to be fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and His form, pastimes, activities and qualities. He's talking about engaging the mind in wonderful, remembering, meditating on these wonderful, you know, Krishna's form, Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's qualities. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayor vacham sivaikunthe gunanu varnane. This Ambarish Maharaj, he explains the process, how he was engaged. It is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It begins with Savai Manaha Krishna Padara Vindayor. He offered his mind to the lotus feet of the Lord. Means he was always absorbed in thinking of Krishna, which is very difficult. Very, very difficult. It's the toughest thing. It's easy to engage one's senses, you know, in the service of the Lord. It's much, much easier. But to engage one's mind in the service of the Lord, so difficult. Chanchalahi mana Krishna pramathi balavadradam. The mind is very flickering, very, very turbulent, very difficult. And it's storehouse of all the material desires. It's like hard disk of a computer. All material desires are stored. And it has a very highest possible technology of connectivity of desires. Tuck, tuck, tuck. Within pulses, you know, moments, seconds, tuck, 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 all connections are established. And the material desire just burps out, just comes out and wants to be executed with the help of, you know, intelligence and senses and everything. So, having a storehouse of all the material desires, engaging that mind in the service of the Lord, very tough, very difficult. But there is nothing impossible in Krishna's creation by the mercy of Krishna. Nothing is difficult. Krishna, He has created very beautiful spiritual agents with the help of which the mind can lastingly for a longer period of time be engaged in the service of the Lord or be thinking about the Lord. And that is Shravanam, Kirtanam and association of devotees. When we hear about the Lord, it remains in the mind. The wonderful pastimes remains in the mind. We can think of. And then when we study, we can engage the intelligence, purify our intelligence with the studies of the scriptures and meditate on those aspects, those wonderful qualities, those wonderful pastimes of Krishna. And when we associate with devotees, we discuss this, what we have heard, what we have read, and we practice it. in the association of devotees. The spiritual world is the eternal home for every living entity, and this material world is a jumping platform for us to the spiritual world. So in this material world, we have to go through training. We have to train ourselves how we can fit in the spiritual world. What it takes to fit in the spiritual world, we have to practice here in the material world. So when we have a facility, like Prabhupada has given us this facility, we try to practice this Shravanam, Kirtanam, association of devotees, serving the devotees, worshipping the lords. We practice this, and more we purify, replace material desires and nourish spiritual desires. And that's why Acharyas, they have given us beautiful Vaishnava songs. And Srila Prabhupada so many times recommends that we sing these songs on different occasions. Because these songs, they tell us what to desire, what to aspire for. Srila Rupa Goswami says, what it takes to go back home, back to Godhead. In his Nectar of Instruction, Prabhupada purport, Prabhupada writes that Rupa Goswami says, only desire is required to go back home, back to Godhead. That's it. That's the qualification required. That I want to go back home, back to Godhead. That's it. This is the qualification to go back home, back to Godhead. A desire. But to get that desire, so difficult. Mind is already preoccupied with hundreds and millions of desires. The hard disk is full. So, to penetrate that desire into the mind and allow it to spread and permeate the whole mind, and empty everything else and just be occupied with that single desire that we want to love Krishna, we want to serve Krishna. That's the Abhideya process. That's the sadhana bhakti, which is very tough, very difficult. But Krishna's powerful agents like Shravanam, Kirtanam, association of devotees, serving the Lord, Vaishnavas, worshipping the deity form of the Lord, they are very powerful spiritual agents of Krishna. Krishna has given us all these aspects of devotional service by which we can nourish our spiritual desires. And slowly, slowly, day by day, we come closer and closer and closer to loving Krishna and serving Krishna. And to help us love Krishna and serve Krishna, devotees of Krishna are very vital, very, very important. When we love Krishna's devotees and serve Krishna's devotees, because devotees, they don't accept anything for themselves. They are like a transparent via media. If something is offered to them, it goes. Transparent. They are not like opaque glass. They are like transparent glass. It goes to Krishna. So when we love devotee, that love to the devotee goes to Krishna. Means we are loving Krishna. So, in the association of devotees, we learn this principle very wonderfully, to love Krishna and to serve Krishna by loving devotees and serving devotees. So this has to be practiced very sincerely in our heart. Of course, everyone is not pure, so naturally there will be rough edges. Every personality has rough edges, has hard points and soft points. But we overlook the hard points and just focus on the soft points, because everyone is sincerely struggling to progress. So let us focus on the soft, beautiful, wonderful qualities of Vaishnavas and love them and serve them. Then we'll see, you know, the spiritual consciousness is right there in our heart. And we'll be exactly fitting into the spiritual world. Our place will be, you know, secured. So this is very important what Srila Prabhupada is talking about, discussing about in this purport. The only purpose of life is to be fully absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna and his form, pastimes and paraphernalia and activities. And in order to achieve this, Krishna has given us this wonderful association of devotees by which we can more and more think of Krishna and serve Krishna. And this way, at the time of death, it will be very easy for us to give up this body. We'll think this body is anyways, now it has become useless. Because when old age comes, we cannot get any help, practically any help from the body. We have difficulty even to come to temple. Still devotees, you know, somehow or other they try to come even in the old age, you know, to have darshan of the Lord. So we cannot expect much from this body when the age grows. So therefore, if our age has not grown, this is the time. This is the only time we have to cultivate remembrance of Krishna. To think of Krishna in a loving way. This is the time we have. Because once the body is not very much conducive or helpful in practically engaging in devotional service, that time if we are trying to engage our mind, it will be difficult. Very difficult, because mind is already filled with so many material desires and he will resist like anything. If you say, now think of Krishna, now you chant more number of rounds, now you hear about Lord more and more, mind will say, no, I cannot do that. I have this desire to be fulfilled. I have that desire to be fulfilled. He will just, you know, fill our mind and consciousness with all nonsense. It will be very difficult. So therefore, now is the time by which we can train our mind to always think of Krishna, being in the association of devotees. And that way, we'll be able to come to this wonderful platform or wonderful situation at the fag end of our life. We'll be able to think of Krishna at the time of giving up this body. This remembrance of Krishna is very, very powerful. This remembrance of Krishna is very, very powerful. In second chapter of first canto, Krishna says, Yad anudhyasina yuktas karma granti nibandhanam chindanti ko vidas tasya ko na kuryat katharatim. He says, who will not hear about the Lord, who will not meditate about the Lord? Because by this we can chindanti ko vidas tasya, we can cut all the, you know, network of fruitive activities which we are engaged in. It will karma granthi nibandhanam. It will remove all our karmic reactions. So therefore, by powerfully hearing about the Lord, by studying the scriptures, by associating with the devotees and serving the devotees, we'll be able to come to this level which Srila Prabhupada is talking about in this purport, by which we can perfect our life. Thank you all very much for your kind attention. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki, Itai Gaur Premanande. Time was already over, so if somebody has any question, they can personally ask me. I'm sorry for not having the time. Hare Krishna.